Episode 133, preparing a media brief and what goes into it.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hey everyone, we're back for episode 133. Today we're going to talk about preparing a media brief. First, what it is, and then what goes into it. So a media brief is what your PR team typically will put together once they've secured a media interview. So it could be an analyst interview as well. Any kind of interview that you go into, you're going to want to put together a media brief. And this is kind of the bulk of basically what we do when we reach out to any media to secure an opportunity. So what a media brief is, well, we make it look nice, obviously. We put the contact information, the time and date, who's going to be the moderator from the PR team, and maybe even a picture of the interviewer. Because it's nice to have a face to a name, right? To make sure that you know who you're talking to. If you're on the phone, back in the day, obviously, we started making these media briefs a while back. So back in the day, you didn't know who you were talking to. You were talking to them on speakerphone or conference call, WebEx, whatever the situation was. So we like to have the face going with the name. Now you're probably on Zoom, so you're probably going to see their face anyway. But it's just nice to have a heads up on who this person is and get a little bit of input on their character. So we usually put together something with a photo. Then we give you guys the background. So learning a little bit about the reporter's background is always good. They usually have a bio posted somewhere on the internet. So we'll pull that bio either from their media's website, their LinkedIn or something like that, just to get a little bit of reference. Twitter is another great place. People usually keep that pretty updated, or Instagram now. And then we usually have a little background about the outlet. So the outlet that they're writing for particularly, like now we have freelancers that are writing for multiple outlets. So if this person is writing a particular story about, like, for Forbes specifically or for Wall Street Journal specifically, we'll put a little section about the publication as it relates to the interview there. So you have a little background on that. Also, like, readership and viewership and who's going to see it. So this is really a background document for your media interview. It should give you everything you need to know to set the stage so that you can have this interview appropriately. So that's how we start with the background of the reporter and the outlet. Then we go into, okay, how did we pitch this person? Why did they say yes to us? And we usually add in like three or four bullet points on, okay, these are the pitch points that we pitch. This is what they want to talk about. Now, that's another key important piece of information, because if you talk about something different than what they expect, they might get upset. And you don't want to make media angry because they've got the power of the pen in their hand. So make sure that you're addressing the purpose of how we pitch them, tie it into what you do, or, you know, how you pitch them for sake of pitching yourself and DIYing this. And then the last but not least, and probably the most important, is messaging. So we like to pick out 3 to 4 key messages of what you want to deliver on this phone call. What are the messages that you should create sound bites from? And if you listen to our media training episode, which is, I think, the one before this, or, you know, a couple ones before, then you know that you need to speak in sound bites. So as it relates to messaging, what kind of sound bites do you want to leave behind in the interview? Because not only do people now record sound and video, but they are also still recording what you're saying and probably transcribing it through their Otter or Firefly or whatever. So speaking in sound bites is pretty important, but more so just really making sure that you're getting the messaging that you want to come across to come across. And then last but not least, within those key messages that you want to deliver in the media brief, you also want to have a call to action. So don't ever leave an interview without a call to action for the reader. And again, this is not a call to action for the media person, the journalist or the reporter that's interviewing you. It's a call to action for someone who's listening or reading the story. So what do you want them to do? Do you want them to, you know, explore their options in AI? Do you want them to look at your website? Do you want them to get a demo of your service? How can we weave that into the messaging and into the interview? And if the reporter doesn't expect you to talk like that, then they're obviously not a very experienced reporter. They might not put that in the story, but it is really our responsibility to make sure that we mention it in the conversation. So make sure you have that call to action so you don't leave that out. And I think that's it. You know, make sure that you review your briefing sheets. One of the biggest flaws, I think, in us being external as a PR agency sometimes is that we're not monitoring you doing the briefing sheet. So sometimes what we do is we set up a quick call 5-10 minutes before to go over the briefing sheet together so that we make sure that the client looks at it. Because the reason we put it together is because it's really essential to be prepared for the media interviews. You don't have a lot of time with people. And I think with the way media is now, they take that for granted. So just make sure that you're reviewing the media briefing, have someone put it together, like an assistant, a virtual assistant, your PR team, your marketer. Have them put that together for you. Take 5-10 minutes to take a look at this media briefing sheet and really come up with the messages. Every interview is important. Every interview can deliver a soundbite that can be priceless that you can reuse on social or reuse somewhere else. So just remember that every interview is an opportunity and you should definitely be prepared for the interview. If you're going to do something, do it right. And these media briefings are one of the things that I've always appreciated about preparing our clients for the interviews, as long as they are going to take a look at them. So good luck in your next media interview. I hope this helps. You know, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to put together a good briefing sheet and about 10 to 15 minutes to really memorize and review it. So think of it as an hour of your day to prepare for a media interview that can create a lasting impact. Good luck.